Hello and welcome to Union Valley 1962. I'm Peter Smith. In this episode, we eavesdrop on Margaret Mary Monahan as she goes to confession on Saturday afternoon and winds up hearing a sort of confession herself. The story is called Cobweb. The cobweb on the crucifix in the shaft of light above the confessional window had been growing there for months, and Margaret Mary had been tempted to reach up and brush it away when she first noticed it. Something had made her decide to leave it. It was harmless, just dust clinging to dust in the stillness, and in time, a matter of weeks, it had become something for her to contemplate as she knelt and waited for Father Flynn to finish with whoever it was on the other side of the box and turn his attention to her and her sins. Dust clinging to dust, coming into being, shedding the innocence of non-being while the people kneeling below prayed to make themselves innocent again. Dust clinging to dust like so many small sins stringing themselves together, gaining substance, forging a chain. Across the box, old Mrs. Feeney was confessing that time 50 years ago with O'Meara the Iceman yet again. She'd confessed it every week for decades. The whole parish had overheard it. 6 different parish priests had absolved her, but the old sin still hung from her heart like the cobweb from the crucifix. Were his hands cold, Mrs. Feeney? Margaret Mary wanted to ask, not in a loud voice, conversationally through the closed window and across the box. It was that quiet. Did you let him warm them down there? And what about old man Feeney himself, God rest his soul, Feeney of the Illinois Central Railroad Accounting Department? Had he ever figured out why O'Meara charged them less than the neighbors? Dust clinging to dust, sinners clinging to sins, Mrs. Feeney and the Iceman up to nothing of great significance but risking their immortal souls, eternal damnation hanging over their heads. Father Flynn absolved Mrs. Feeney yet again, while Mrs. Feeney prayed an earnest act of contrition yet again. The window on the other side of the box slid closed, and the window in front of Margaret Mary opened. "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned," she said. "My last confession was 3 weeks ago. "Yes, it was," said Father. "I remember it vividly." "I've been thinking about the insignificance of sin, Father," she said. "How important can one little sin be compared to eternity and all of God?" A sigh from the priest. "Do you have anything smaller we might begin with, Miss Monahan? A stolen candy bar? A little envy? Something you coveted? That young man?" "See," Margaret Mary asked, "insignificance. How bad can a sin be in the bigger scheme of things?" "I've been thinking, too," Father said, "about that photograph of you on the sideboard in your mother's dining room. My first communion, me in my communion dress and veil showing my missal to my cousins. Those Flaherty boys," Father said. "Dennis and Tommy," said Margaret Mary. "They appeared to be looking up to you," said Father, "thinking you were holy, awed, I guess." "They're not awed any more," said Margaret Mary. "Your confessions make me feel like a Flaherty boy," said Father Flynn. "Your big questions, your vast mysteries, I'm in awe, at your mercy. They should have taught a course in Margaret Mary at the seminary." He paused and collected himself. "How is that young man you firmly resolved not to do what you'd been doing with last time?" "I failed," said Margaret Mary. "I brought him home with me last week, and we—" "Spare me the details," he said. "I have a sense of the sin." She looked up at the cobweb and sighed, snitty disappointment. She enjoyed giving him the details. It was the only reason she came to confession as often as she did. "But isn't it the detail that makes a sin significant?" she asked. "Aren't you priests always asking how many times and why?" "You're a contemplative sinner, Margaret Mary," said Father. "You remember precisely how many times and why. You mull details and coloration." "Like Mrs. Feeney?" she asked. Mrs. Feeney forgot her details long ago, said Father. She just wants absolution. She confesses on Saturday, forgets she's been forgiven on Sunday, and dreads the loss of heaven and the pains of hell all week until she can confess again. And me, she asked. You want collusion, not absolution, said the priest. You want to explore your sins. You want the stain to spread. You love the enigma, the soap opera, the sin and story growing, becoming more complicated. Your young man, for example. He's not mine, Father, said Margaret Mary. He's his own man with his own free will. But you bring him to me as a sin, said Father, a significant sin, a habitual sin, I would say an obsession. Got a crush on you, sweetie pie, Margaret Mary muttered under her breath. What? Asked the priest. Nothing, she said. You see how you're pinned, don't you? He asked. You've made something significant out of something you'd rather have kept insignificant. You've lost control. You savor your sin in secret like an old nun sneaking Christmas hard candy in Advent. I'm an old nun then, said Margaret Mary. You're a sinner, said the priest. You're a sinner, and I'm a sinner, and the nun is a sinner, and Mrs. Feeney is a sinner, and even our most insignificant sins are significant. Don't you see? Did you know I confess you? He asked. You what? Asked Margaret Mary. I confess you to my confessor downtown at the chancery every Tuesday afternoon. You're significant to me, see? 50 years from now, in the old priest's home, I'll be Mrs. Feeney. You'll be the iceman. The whole thing will be nothing in the greater scheme of things. Nothing to whoever it is that's hearing confessions then. Nothing to the larger world. Nothing to you. Just one little sin. Nothing will have happened, but this little sin will have significance to me throughout eternity in the vastness of God. The door across the box opened. Another penitent entered, knelt noisily, and closed the door again. For your penance, say 3 Our Fathers, 3 Hail Marys, and a Glory Be. Now make a good act of contrition. He absolved her, and the cobweb trembled when he slid the door shut. That was Cobweb. Margaret Mary is one of a number of ingenues in and around these Union Valley stories. In our next episode, we get a report from our youngest and most promising ingenue, Jean Marie Hanlon, tells us how she spent her summer vacation. I'm Peter Smith. Thanks for listening to Union Valley 1962. Copyright Peter Smith, 2015.